ARTHUR, a local family, is organizing a protest later this month to inspire action against what they're calling an ongoing bullying issue at Arthur Public School. Parents Courtney and Adam Evans say their 11-year-old daughter, Riley, has been verbally and physically bullied at Arthur Public School, APS, since the beginning of the school year, despite their best efforts to get help from the school and Upper Grand District School Board, UGDSB. Keeping an incident record throughout the year and making reports to APS, the UGDSB and the OPP, the Evanses said they've seen little action and are frustrated school officials have allowed the situation to escalate to the point that Riley doesn't want to go to school anymore. The bullies, they've just kind of zoned in on Riley. I think a big part of the problem that it got so big, though, is because nothing was ever done. No consequences were ever given, said Courtney. So I think it just kind of feeds the bullies the power to get bigger and do more and more things. UGDSB spokesperson Heather Loney said all reports of bullying are investigated and addressed by the school administration, and all UGDSB schools have a bullying prevention plan that includes a whole school approach where all stakeholders are involved in supporting students to create and maintain a positive school climate. Loney also said all UGDSB schools have a mandatory Safe Schools Committee, which is responsible for several things, including developing and annually reviewing the bullying prevention plan, and identifying and implementing bullying prevention and intervention programs. Student safety and well-being is our top priority, said Loney. The board strives to eliminate all forms of bullying through prevention and intervention strategies that foster positive learning environments, support academic achievement, and help students to reach their full potential. While the family said they've been informed an investigation is ongoing and they've seen things move a little on the UGDSB's end, Courtney said it feels like their comments fall on deaf ears once it reaches APS. I have a feeling that a lot of principals and administrators don't want to punish children because they're scared of the flack they're going to receive from the parents, but they still need to do something, said Adam. That's their job. When the family did receive a call from the APS administration in January, it was suggested Riley take breaks and have recess outside of the classroom, which the family called unacceptable as it separates Riley from her friends and doesn't target the bully's actions. It's like victim shaming, said Courtney. They give Riley things that she should do, whereas the bullies should have at least been suspended and probably expelled by now, but they seem to be dragging their feet there. Adam has organized a protest outside of APS for Pink Shirt Day, also known as Anti-Bullying Day, on February 26. Announcing the protest on his Facebook account and putting up posters around town, Adam said he's received several supportive messages from community members and is hopeful it might lead to change for his daughter and families with similar experiences. I think Pink Shirt Day is kind of a false flag type of thing. It looks like they're doing something when they're not actually doing anything, said Adam. So that's what this protest is, no more talk, just action. In an emailed statement, OPP spokesperson Matthew Burden confirmed they are investigating the matter but couldn't provide more information due to the Youth Criminal Justice Act. The protest will take place all day outside of Arthur Public School on February 26. Isabel Buckmaster is the local Journalism Initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.